Lisa Reinemann with the St. John's Riverkeeper is all for that extra money, but she's worried about giving one person so much power.
We always want to make sure there's as much transparency as possible on these decisions that are going to be made to potentially help our natural resources. And so this will, you know, force the public to be a little bit more engaged.
Reinemann says giving the executive director sole authority to choose projects hinders the public's ability to vet them. But Director of Springs Protection for the Water Management District, Casey Fitzgerald, says proposed projects will have to clear a high bar to receive a piece of the $4 million.
Yes, we'll have some criteria that will be approved by DEP, ourselves, and the other water management districts. We will then review the applications relative to that criteria and make a recommendation to our executive director.
Fitzgerald says the district's focus will be on helping public utilities and Springs communities with limited means. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.